Hello, everyone, and welcome back to This Week with B. Now, it's been a really long time since I said that, minus the fact that I did just say it 10 seconds ago because I'm re-recording the intro because of a Discord glitch, so lol. Anyways, hello. It's been a long time since you'll have heard me say that, I realise, because the last time I uploaded my podcast was a really long time ago. And I know lots of you who followed my podcast or started to listen to it may be wondering what happened and why I stopped posting it. And so basically, I'll explain that at the time, you probably saw that the episodes kind of were about mental health related stuff. The last episode I posted, which was about mental health stuff, was February 6th. And at the time in my life, I was kind of struggling. I was not feeling super good. I was feeling kind of down. Stuff just wasn't feeling super good for me at that time. And so I decided to prioritize other things, which was mainly I decided to prioritize my job, which was creating like gaming content, Roblox, things like that, and focus on healing and coming away from social media and reevaluating how I wanted to be online. But ever since basically day one of not posting the podcast, I started to miss it. The reason I missed it was mainly because, unlike in my gaming content, this is kind of a space where I've always been sort of free to discuss whatever I want to discuss. Whereas when I am creating my content, there's a kind of expectation and a kind of pressure of what I am allowed to talk about and what I aren't allowed to talk about, in the sense that people feel that if I'm making a stream, say for example on Roblox, that I should be focusing only on Roblox, and if I talk about my feelings or talk about the fact that I'm not having a great day or things like that, that it's unacceptable and I should focus on that instead and not get distracted away from it, you know, things like that. People tend to get annoyed if I talk about how I'm feeling instead of focusing just on the fact that I am actually playing a game instead. And so I kind of like that this space's purpose is specifically to talk about what's happened this week, my life, my feelings, my opinions. This is a space where I can talk about whatever I want. And so I kind of missed having this space. And today's episode is actually going to be focused on this topic. Now, while many of the episodes of this podcast will be fun, we have lots of fun things planned. Like, we're going to do some of those like Reddit AMA things and talk about other stuff in the future that is more fun. Today, I wanted to talk specifically about the expectations that are, in my opinion, unrealistic, that people put on content creators, celebrities, influencers, anybody who is well known in any kind of way, I feel like probably experiences these unrealistic expectations often. And I kind of wanted to talk about that. So I did ask my friend Heather to join. Hello.
Hello.
Now, obviously, Heather, you're very well aware of the goings on of the LGBTQ plus community because of being yourself and having lots of friends and family and things like that. And additionally, obviously, as my moderator and my friend and somebody who's also watched me for a long time, you also know how my community tends to function. But you also, as my friend, get to see how the things in my community or the things that the public do affect me behind the scenes, because you're my friend as well. So yes, you sort of have a good amount of information regarding all of this kind of stuff. So I wanted to talk today, you guys, specifically about those unrealistic expectations that people have of content creators, and how I feel in many ways people have this sort of like negative association with people being honest about their feelings in a way that I think is also unrealistic. I think sometimes people feel that content creators essentially aren't people or don't have real feelings, or if they do, just like they do with celebrities sometimes or singers and things like that, they shouldn't share them or discuss them around anybody in public. That they should always be okay whenever they're in public or whenever they're doing their job, that they should always seem okay, look okay, etc., etc. And the fact that it's simply just not as easy as that. I think we've been discussing this a lot lately because it's been something that has been impacting my content creating quite a lot, I would say. Would you agree, Heather?
Yeah, it's been coming up a few times this week for sure.
Yeah, I think the reason why it's come up more this week than usual is this is something that impacts me a lot, but usually when I'm feeling down, I will just cancel my stream. Or when something's overwhelming or I'm burnt out or something, I'll just cancel my stream. I'll just not stream that day, which is why even though I have a schedule, I never say like I specifically stick to that schedule, because I have like a goal of what I aim for, like a goal schedule, but not like a set in stone one. The reason I have that is quite simply because if I'm feeling bad or I'm having a bad day, I would rather not stream that day or not make content that day and go rest instead. Especially because if I'm having a bad day and I still go stream or something, people will point it out, or they'll ask me if I'm sad or tell me to go rest and things like that. And it's very complicated sometimes because I'm in a situation right now where I think it's become more prevalent because the new school came out for Royal High, which is an update for if you don't know about Royal High. I think most of the listeners here will because they'll probably watch my other content too. But if you don't, basically I've been waiting for this update to come out for almost 4 years and preparing myself for this for almost 4 years. And it's taken longer than I expected for it to all release. So I've had to be streaming basically every single day, which has meant that even on the days where I don't feel great and my mental health's not super great, I've had to still stream anyway. And I think I've just like further pushed myself into being burnt out and being a little bit down and had basically no option to do anything about it. I've kind of just had to deal with it, if that makes sense. And I think it's been a little bit overwhelming. It's become more noticeable because I'm having to stream every day. And so people are noticing when I'm not feeling great or when I'm feeling down. They'll tell me to like go rest. They'll tell me to go chill. They'll tell me to go to sleep or say that I look sad. And it's quite frustrating sometimes because in any other job, people wouldn't be able to say that to you, you know? Like if you worked in an office or if you worked in a school as a teacher or whatever, people can't just say to you, you look tired, you should just go home. Or like, you should go rest, you should go to bed, you should just chill. Like in, when you have a job, you've got to go and do your job, whether you're sad or not, you know?
Whether yeah, or you didn't get your paycheck.
Exactly. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. And when you're an adult with bills to pay, it's not as easy as just not going to work and not getting paid. So it's kind of one of those things where you're like, I have to go do my job. It doesn't matter how sad I am. I still have to do my job because it's my job and I'm an adult with bills and stuff to pay. And, you know, it's work. This is literally my job. I have to do it. So sometimes, like right now, I have to stream even on my bad days. And when you're in the real world going to work, some days you'll be really happy at work. Some days you'll be neutral, which will be most of the time, most likely. You'll be neutral and don't really feel happy or sad. You're just fine, like most people are most days. But then some days you'll be sad at work because you've had a bad day, you've had a bad night, you haven't slept enough, you're tired, whatever reasons it might be, an argument with a friend, you're feeling down, you lost someone in your personal life, you know, there might be various other things that are going on, an argument with your best friend, anything like that, you lost a pet, you know, your pet's in the vets. There could be so many reasons why you're feeling sad that day, but that doesn't mean you don't go to work because you have to. If you want to live and you want to pay bills, you've got to go to work anyway. And so sometimes content creators have to go to work and put on a brave face and smile and or at least be as neutral as possible, if not happy, and just get on with it. But some days that can be really, really hard. And when you have like a job where people are giving you their opinions on you constantly, telling you what you should or shouldn't do, or people insulting you because there's always trolls that love to insult you as well, on a normal day or on a good day you probably don't care, but on a bad day it might be harder to take that criticism or take that nastiness or deal with people telling you what to do than on other days, because those days you're feeling down already. One thing I will say is if people say I look tired or I should go rest or whatever, on a good day or a neutral day I don't care. But when I'm actually feeling down and thinking it's taking all of my energy right now and everything in me to do my job right now, telling me to stop or that you can tell that I'm not feeling myself today is making it, makes it worse. It makes you feel like, why am I putting all this energy in? Why am I putting all this effort in to try and do my job and then having other people basically tell me that I look like crap while I'm doing it, you know? And
yeah,
I recognize that they're just concerned for you, and that's great that they care, but sometimes you don't have a choice. I'm sure you would agree. You've got to go to work when you're sad. And if you're, somebody came over to your work and was like, geez, Heather, you look like crap. Like, you probably think, well, that's great. Thanks. I got myself out of bed this morning, forced myself to brush my teeth, forced myself to get dressed, forced myself to come to work just for someone to tell me I look terrible.
Yeah. But also in my job, it's very easy if I don't really want to interact with people a lot. I don't really have to. But for you, so if like if I'm having a bad day or something, I can just kind of like, you know, hide in my office and just focus on my work. But for you, you literally got people watching you the entire time that you're doing it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's one of those days where if I, like today's a perfect example, because it's sort of like, I think yesterday was actually a perfect example. Yesterday was kind of when it got to like the point that I was like, this is just exhausting now. And I was feeling really burnt out. I streamed every single day now for like 2 weeks. I was feeling really tired. The streams are all 8 to 9 hours each. And then I was still doing my normal work outside of that, like editing videos, recording, preparing other stuff, doing my like community manager job too, all on top of that, like 8 to 9 hours of streaming for like literally like maybe what, 10 days in a row, maybe 13 days in a row. So I was just absolutely exhausted. And then people, it was actually somebody specific in the chat was like, complaining about something, and I just started to get upset, and I noticed that the viewership had dropped a little bit because people could probably tell that my mood was slipping a bit and could probably tell that I wasn't like into it and I wasn't enjoying myself anymore, and that I kind of just wanted to get it over with, I guess. People could tell I just wanted to get it over with, which is a shame because I normally love my job, but this is a situation where I was just having a bad day. I was already feeling down. I was tired that day. I'd woken up and my mental health just wasn't great that day, because that happens. I have depression, so some days I have good days, some days I don't, you know. It all depends on how things are going, and this was just a bad day. And I think somebody basically said something and I decided to respond, in my opinion, not rudely. I had a serious conversation with them and said to my chat that the fact that sometimes I think people's expectations of content creators are too high, that I can't be perfect for you all the time. And some days I feel sad, and some days your expectations of me are difficult to manage because I can't be perfect all the time. Some days I'm just not happy and I need people to like not tell me to go to bed or go to rest or things like that, because it just makes me feel like I'm wasting my time when it's already taking me so much energy just to be here in the first place, you know. Now 90% of the people were really good and like, you know, they were understanding and they were like, well, we're grateful for your time, we're glad you're here, thank you, you know, we're appreciative. But as you know, the meaner voices on the negative ones are always louder, even if there's less of them.
Yep.
And it was one of those situations, I think the thing that really just got me is that somebody said in the chat something along the lines of, or some, a couple of people said something along the lines of like, that you're a bad influence if you talk about these things in front of your young audience, because your audience are mostly young people or young teenagers that just want to watch you play Royal High, and all we want to do is play Royal High. They said, all we want to do is watch you play Royal High, we don't want to listen to your problems. And I was just like, you know what, fine, I get it, you might not want to listen to my problems, but I'm a human being and so I have feelings. I'm not a content machine. I'm not a robot who makes all these videos without feeling anything. I'm an actual person behind this camera, behind this microphone, who has actual feelings, who has a real life, who has stuff going on in their personal life too, family issues, financial, whatever it might be. Every content creator has them as well. Celebrities have them as well. They might, I mean, literally a week ago, my mom lost her dad. So like literally in the middle of all of this, I've been dealing with like looking after my mom who's grieving and other things as well. But I don't put that onto people because it's not their problem to deal with. But I obviously, I don't want to tell people about that, but I hope that people aren't negative towards me because they don't know what's going on in my life, you know. And so sometimes I talk about the fact that people are affecting my mental health and ask them to stop doing certain things and set boundaries, but people get mad at me for setting those boundaries. And I think that sometimes people have to realize that yes, a young audience, so saying something inappropriate in front of them is absolutely not okay, but telling them that they should be allowed to set their boundaries and setting an example of saying, hey, I'm placing my boundaries here, I don't like what you're doing, it's making me uncomfortable, please stop doing it, I think is an absolutely reasonable thing for young people to learn. I think young people should learn that setting boundaries is okay and that you don't have to keep people in your life who make you feel negative, or that in your own spaces you should be allowed to feel safe. I think that absolutely is correct. And one of the things I hate the most that people say is when they say things like, oh, you're a content creator, or you're an influencer, or you're a celebrity, or whatever, it just comes with a job, you should just expect to get hit, and if you can't deal with it, don't do the job. It really makes me mad because I think they're part of the problem when people say that, because no job should ever be just like a requirement of the job to get hit. It should never just be a part of the job to have to deal with people yelling at you, you know. That's like telling a retail worker or someone who works in like McDonald's or fast food, for example, that it's normal for customers to come and scream at you when they're angry about a product that you have no control over, about a business that isn't earned by you and does not pay you enough to have to deal with it, but it's just part of the job. So if you don't want to deal with it, don't do the job. Like, that's not acceptable. No person working in like customer service or whatever is paid enough to have to deal with people going up to them and screaming in their faces. So, and I think saying it's just part of the job is ridiculous, because it's not. It shouldn't be like that. I think that's part of the problem, because we're basically telling people it's okay for you to crap all over me because it's just part of my job to deal with it. And I'm not allowed to say anything back to you. I'm not allowed to say to you, hey, what you're saying makes me uncomfortable, please stop doing it or I'll remove you from my space. And I'm like, I don't know, I think that's ridiculous. I think that's abhorrent in my opinion. I think that if somebody comes into my space, a space that is voluntary to be in, that they can leave at any point by clicking one button just to make sure that I feel miserable, I think I should be able to say, hey, what you just said makes me feel sad or makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. Please don't say it in my space or I will remove you from it. I think you should absolutely be allowed to do that. I don't think that's being a bad influence. I don't think that's being negative. I think you absolutely should be allowed to set boundaries and that you should encourage everybody else around you as a creator who has lots of young people watching that it's okay to do that too. I think that my audience, who are young people who are navigating the internet for the first time and exploring the internet and figuring the finding their way on it, I think they all should know and see people like me who they watch every day telling them it's okay for you to set boundaries. It's okay for you to say what you're not comfortable with, you know? But yeah, people just have this like ridiculously high expectation of you to be perfect, that you can't ever slip up, you can't ever say the wrong word or the wrong thing sometimes, you can't seem tired, you can't seem unhappy, you can't for one moment let like it slip or that you're not feeling great or that you're tired that day or something. You have to be super happy, on the ball, playing your games and never distracted all the time. And I think that is an impossible expectation to have of someone. And then there's people that are just like, well, don't stream then if you can't handle it today. Like, it's your job. You can't just not do your job. It doesn't work like that, especially not in the age of social media and algorithms where literally you take one break and it kills you off the platform, because then you won't have a job anymore at all, you know? Mm-hmm. And
I was also going to say, sorry.
Nicole.
I was also going to say that when all these kids are watching you on whatever, their tablet or their computer and stuff, and if all they ever see are people just happy all the time, it gives them an unrealistic view of life anyway, because if that's what they're watching most of the time, which unfortunately today a lot of kids do watch just tablets and social media a lot, they're just going to think that like once they're, you know, leave their bedroom and venture out into the world, that everything's going to be happy and there's going to be no problems and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a lot better for them to learn that things aren't always perfect all the time, because that will prepare them more for when they leave their bedroom.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, one of the things is as well is I get when you're watching like content or something and just watching something, you probably don't want people to be like talking negatively or unhappy or having a whole tangent about something. Fine, I get it. That's something I need to work on so that I don't get so defensive. Fine. But I do agree that I don't think it's healthy for you to go on social media, see everyone's perfect lives, which are actually just a snapshot of the best parts. Because on social media, people only post the best parts of their life. They don't post all the negative parts, obviously. To then think that everyone else has a perfect life and that your life's bad or you're bad in some way because you don't feel that way all the time. I don't think it's good for us to see everyone looking perfect all the time and filtered and have everything looking perfect, because then you start to think to yourself, why am I not like that? Why is my life not perfect? Why do I not look like that person or whatever? And the truth is, it's because it's not real. Social media, I mean, what the experiences people are having, like the positive experiences or the happy days, are real. But what's not real about it is that that's all they show. Their lives are not all perfect. My life and everyone else's life is not all perfect. There are times when we feel sad. There are times when things are difficult. There are times when you've got something going on. And so I try to be honest. I try to be like, you know what? I don't feel good today. But I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep pushing forward, because I think that's more important. Rather than teaching somebody that everything is perfect, I think it's more important to teach them, you know what? Sometimes things aren't perfect, but we still get up. We push on as best as we can. We keep going, but it's okay to not be all right. It's okay to not feel okay sometimes. But as long as you know, keep going and you carry on, it's all right and you do your best. In fact, it's also okay if sometimes you need a day where you just don't do anything. If sometimes you need a day where you just let yourself feel sad and you mope around, as long as you don't let that become a permanent habit and you just take like a day or so to just relax and recharge, that's fine too. As long as you make sure you get yourself back up again and carry on the next day or whatever, whenever you feel, you know, whatever time it's, you're ready that day, if it's the same day, you get back up and you keep going, because we all need time to recharge. We all sometimes feel down. We all have bad days. And I don't think it's fair to like forget that content creators, celebrities, singers, whatever, actors, that they are real people just like you, with the same emotions, the same feelings, the same bodily functions. And that they need time sometimes as well to not be like the perfect content creating machine for you, because that's just not how it works. Like, you can't be happy all the time.
Yeah, that's just self-care. And I think I like to do this analogy is like when you're on an airplane and they say, you know, if something goes wrong and the mask comes down, you know, put the mask on yourself first before you help your neighbor. So you need to self-care, take care of yourself before you can go and, you know, give yourself to other people. Because if you're completely empty, you can't give of yourself to other people.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
And I think that, yeah, I think that that's been bothering me a lot lately is that I get a lot of people that tell me I shouldn't talk about my feelings on streams. I shouldn't tell people that I'm feeling down that day. I should just be happy as I possibly can and pretend that everything's fine all the time because they want to watch me play Rawhide or Roblox. They don't want to hear about my problems. And like, yeah, that's fine. I get that. But I'm not a robot. I am a human. I am a real person who really has feelings and emotions and feels and thinks just like you. And I can't just be your perfect content creating machine all the time, which is why when there isn't a big launch like right now, I just go, you know what? They're right. I won't stream today because I know I don't feel good. I know I'm not having a good day. It's better if I just don't do that. And I work on stuff that allows me to just work by myself without people being exposed to me right now or exposing myself to them. And I think that, you know, that's fine to be able to do that. But then there's times in your life that you can't do that. For example, let's say that your job is to prepare like speeches for something, and then you have to go and do like once a year you've got a whole week where you've got to do speeches, and on the fourth day you're just feeling like crap, you just feel terrible. You can't not do your job because otherwise you'll lose your job, so you gotta go do it anyway even though you're feeling terrible and try your best to just push through it. And that's what it's like sometimes you can't just run away from stuff. You've got to go ahead and keep doing it even though you feel terrible. And I think sometimes it just annoys me that people say that I basically shouldn't talk about how I'm feeling, because I think it's important that not only people see it's okay to talk about how you're feeling and it's okay to feel those feelings, but also a reminder that I am a human being and that if I'm feeling down some days, I will keep trying. I'll do my best, but I might fall sometimes. I might fail sometimes. I might stumble sometimes, because that's just being a human, you know?
Exactly. And I think, yeah, that's important for people to see. And I think it's very important for them to remember that this is your job. So when they're saying, oh, you should go have a lie down, it's like, yeah, but you wouldn't say that to somebody in a job.
Yeah, like if they were your teacher, I'm not going to say go have a lie down. Go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like if the McDonald's worker who seems sad today, or the bus driver, just go home and lay down. You know, someone in the office that you work in, it doesn't work like that. That's not being an adult. I wish it did. If I could just go, not lose any money, not lose any, have any issues, not affect my job in any way, and just go nap for a bit whenever I feel sad, I would, if I could.
Yeah.
Like, we all would. Who wouldn't? Every adult wishes we could just nap all day. Like, yeah.
And I think seeing you, like seeing you that, you know, you are getting tired because, you know, you have been doing this job like nonstop for like a couple of weeks now because of the school launch. But you're still getting up and you're still trying and you're, you know, you're still putting yourself out there. So you're showing them perseverance, right? And that's a very good, important lesson for them to learn as well.
I think, thank you. I think that sometimes I just feel really overwhelmed because I think people just forget that I'm a person. And not just me, I see it with my content creator friends too. People do it to them as well, or even just like celebrities, they do it to them too. People will just, can be just so cruel sometimes and forget that they are real people that have got stuff going on, you know, that have things happening in their lives. They feel down sometimes. And like, I think sometimes people need to remember about how you feel. Like, think about yourself sometimes and think, you know what? I feel sad sometimes. I have stuff going on in my life that people don't know about. And maybe this person that I'm about to be rude to also does. So there's no need for me to be like this. And I think sometimes it's just really difficult because I sometimes just feel like I wish people would give me a break and like remember that I'm a person. And so my feelings are real and I have them. And just because they might not recognize that or believe that doesn't mean they're not there. And I don't know, it can just be really tiring sometimes. And then you as my friend get to see how that impacts me behind the scenes too, like when I'm not streaming and stuff like that. Like when people are mad at me or they think that I shouldn't say I'll do certain things and they try to call me out about it, it makes me feel down because I don't like when people don't like me. I don't like feeling like I made a mistake, but then at the same time I don't feel like I should feel like I'm making a mistake by talking about the fact that people feel and people are not always happy and that I have feelings too, but some people will make you feel really bad about it.
Yeah, and that's really hard for us as your friends to see that as well.
My,
we always want to try and be there as much as we can for you.
What people don't know is, like, as you'll know this, and my family knows, but my anxiety response when people, like, make me sad or, like, are mean to me or whatever, especially when I, like, don't know what to do about it, is just, I just freak out, as you know. I just panic a lot, and I freak out. Like, I literally, somebody said something really mean to me on Twitter the last time before I decided I'm not using Twitter anymore. Somebody said something so horrible that me, a 24-year-old adult, had my mom come and sleep with me while I went to bed because I was, like, so upset about this thing that somebody said about me, who doesn't even know me and has never even met me. And, like, I just let it bother me so much. And I don't know why I do, but I just, I find it hard when people don't like me. I hate making mistakes. I hate doing something wrong. I don't like to. And even though I will try my hardest to make sure not to repeat it and to do better, like, I will still beat myself up about it endlessly forever until I forget about it. And then I'll remember it one day and I'll beat myself up again. And it's like a never ending cycle of just being awful to myself, because I just don't handle it well when people are mean or think poorly of me. And I'm just not good with, like, I'm okay with constructive criticism, but I'm definitely not good with people being nasty. I just don't handle people being mean very well. And I think it's reached a point where I'm just like, guys, I am just a human being, right? Behind all of this, I am just a human being. I am going to make mistakes sometimes. I will try to work on them, but I am human, so it's going to happen, just like everyone else. But when you have so many people watching you, or so many people communicating with you, or seeing what you do, it feels impossible sometimes, because you can't please everybody, but in my brain, I feel like I have to try to. My therapist is always like, you got to stop doing that. But it's not as easy as that.
And you kind of started to say a little bit there, is like, you can't please everybody. And that's like, I've seen you modify so much with your videos and for your streaming. And just, you've just tried to cater to people so, so much. But it's like, no matter how much you cater to people, there's always going to be people that it's just not good enough. And there's always going to be people coming and saying, oh, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. And it's like, okay, well, let me change it. And then you go ahead and change it and cater to them, and they're like, nope, still don't like it. And it's this never ending cycle of you just trying to cater to them and them saying, nope, still don't like it.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be people that don't like something you do. So no matter how much you change or try to improve, there's always going to be people that don't like it. And that has been my life. I feel like my whole life has been constantly trying to do better because of people wanting me to do things a certain way, and then still being mad at me when I do it that way. And it's just like, you can't win. There's always going to be someone who doesn't like you. And people who don't like you are always going to not like you. That's the way it is. There's nothing you can do. When someone's decided they don't love you or they don't like you or whatever, there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. You are just stuck with that situation forever. And I think that's something that I took from, like, the Miss Americana documentary that Taylor Swift did, because, like, she said, when, like, the internet decides they thought they don't love you anymore, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all you can do. And I think that it can feel impossible sometimes, because you just can't please them. It doesn't matter how many times you try or how many times you push yourself or all the things that you do, there is just nothing you can do. They will never change their mind. And that's one of my biggest problems of, like, lessons I've been trying to learn, is that I can keep changing things if I want to and keep trying to be the person everybody else wants me to be, but that every day it'll be a different thing, every hour it'll be something else that I have to do better with. And sometimes I need to stop and realize that what I need to do is be the person I want to be the best person for myself and for my friends and for my family, and not for people I don't know. I know that it's difficult to do it in practice, but I know that. But I think that lately it's just been really impacting me that people basically just get so mad if I talk about the fact that I'm not all right, or if I try and set boundaries, or I try and tell people that it's okay to do so. In my opinion, I don't think that's being a bad influence. I don't think you're a bad influence for telling people that it's okay to set boundaries, and also for telling people when they've breached yours.
And it's funny that, like, when you're saying about things are a lot easier said than done, recently I had given you some advice, and then a couple days later I was having basically the same problem, and you basically said, you just gave me this advice the other day. And it's the same thing. It's like, I can give you this advice, meanwhile, I'm not even following it myself.
It's much easier to tell somebody else how to do something, but not be able to do it yourself.
Like, you know, in your head, the right thing to do, like you said, you know, you know that you should just ignore them and just be who you want to be, the, you know, what you're happy with and whatever. But then when you, you know, see all these comments and things, it's like, nope, I got to change this. I got to change that. So, and it gets exhausting. And the one thing I wanted to say as well is that you're talking about the Miss Americana tour, I think that's, or a documentary story.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that she said that just stuck out to me the most is when she was like upset and talking to her parents about how, you know, all these comments and you try to ignore them, but sometimes they just get so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one thing that just stuck out to me a lot.
I think the part that sticks out to me the most in that documentary is when she says about her mom having cancer, and she says like, do you really care if the internet doesn't like you today when your mom's having chemo and she's sick?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, do you really care about like the internet's opinions when like your family are struggling or something bad's going on in your life? Are you really bothered what the internet thinks about you? I think the biggest problem is that modern generations, and like similar with my job, it makes you feel like your whole life is wrapped up in being online on social media, and it can be really hard sometimes. And I grew up in the age of social media booming. I grew up in a world where social media was everything. All communication that my friends and school peers and stuff had was through social media. Growing up, mm-hmm. everything we consumed was through social media. It felt like I was on every single social platform in existence. And when they were growing and going well, it felt amazing. But the second like people start to be mean, especially as you grow, because the amount of people being mean grows with it. Like obviously, mm-hmm. as more positive people like what you do, there's more negative people who don't. And it just becomes like so overwhelming sometimes, and it felt like impossible to get out of. So like when I like mm-hmm. decided to quit TikTok and Twitter, I was like, my job's going to be ruined by this. I'm never going to recover from it. I'm very lucky that my audience is quite young, so really social media doesn't really matter if I have it. So not having Twitter, yeah, I think it impacts me a little bit, but like I don't think it matters that much that I don't use it. But like my life got so much better removing those social media. But I have the fear of what people are saying I can't see as well, which is another bad thing for me. I tend to look at what people are saying about me because I'm afraid of like not knowing what they're saying, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But then if I do know, it makes me feel worse. So it's like a never ending cycle. And
yeah.
My life just became so involved with social media and so like driven by the internet that I think it actually ruined my life and made me feel so miserable all the time. And the best thing that I ever did, I think, was deciding like social media, nah, not for me anymore. Can't bother anymore. And I still need to go further. There's still more steps I need to take that I'm postponing until the new school's out. Like, for example, I decided I'm going to delete Discord off my phone and only use it at my computer when I'm working, for example, so that when I leave my house, I am just truly disconnected from the internet, because I think that when I'm not working, I need to be off it. I need a real life. That's the thing. My whole life became about the internet, and it's so bad for your mental health. People who are wrapped up in it, though, they don't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that. When people were saying to me, like, this is going to negatively impact you, you don't want your life to revolve on social media, I was like, yeah, whatever, grandma. Like, if I want to be on social media, mm-hmm. I will. I'm fine. But now, as somebody who's been there, done that, and is growing as an adult and trying to grow as a person and do better, I can 100% say that your life being revolving around social media is so bad for you. It's so bad mm-hmm. for your mental health, and it will impact you really negatively. And when older parents and grandparents are like, you need to get off your phone, and you're like, whatever, grandma, like, they're telling the truth. You need breaks. You need to come off it sometimes because it melts your brain. People are so mean on social media and have such bad opinions. And I think we're forming a culture where like this like sort of dogpiling culture where people are like, well, I'm behind a keyboard and I see everybody else is doing it and it looks fun, so I'm going to join in too. And people will join in and participate with being nasty. Like the thing in the Miss Americana where people were tweeting like hashtag Taylor Swift is over party, for example. Obviously, a few people started it. People started to see people doing it. They were like, oh, this is fun. I'll join in. And so it snowballs and snowballs and snowballs. What you've got to remember is that when you're joining in on that and being nasty or rude because you think it's funny, there is a human being at the center of that. There's a person underneath all that pressure, underneath all that weight, who is dealing with all that. And like there are so many celebrities and people like that have ended up like becoming very ill or worse because they've been so dragged down by negativity like that. And I think it's awful. I think it's really unfortunate that people do things like that. I think it's a shame, and I can say with confidence that my mental health has been so negatively impacted by social media in the last year that I found it very hard to crawl back out of that hole after being pushed into it. And I don't ever want to let myself end up there again, which is why I was like, I'm not using this anymore. Literally everybody I care about, all the people I love, were like, B, I hate your job so much, because they just they realize how much it was affecting me, and I just realized I can't keep letting it ruin my life. I need to live my life. That's the whole point. You only get one. Yeah. And when I look back now, I'm going to know that from being 15 to 24 for that whole decade nearly, all I did was let YouTube absorb my entire life. When I could have been living, I could have been spending time with family, going out with friends, you know, maybe going on vacation, visiting other countries, learning other languages, learning about other cultures. I could have been doing so much with that time. But instead, my life was absorbed by my job. And I don't want to get to 30 and think that my whole 20s was like that too.
Yeah.
Social media very quickly takes over things. And while I'm so thankful for my job, and I do love my job in many ways, there are just days when I'm just not okay. And
yeah,
I think that people need to start getting used to the fact that some days people just aren't great. They'll do their best, and that your support means a lot. It's okay if they fall down or stumble sometimes, and we shouldn't like be nasty to people for doing that. I think realistically, people showing you their truly raw feelings about how they're actually feeling instead of being fake and pretending all the time, I think I mean, if you cope better by pretending that you're happy and enjoy everything, then fine, whatever, if that makes you happy, that's fine. But like, for people being truly honest about their feelings and not lying or pretending or over exaggerating, I think it's important, because I don't think it helps anybody to see people being happy all the time if they know that they're not themselves, because then you're going to feel like you're broken.
No, that's one thing. When I first found you, like, I don't know, it was a year or two ago, it's been a while, that was one thing that I really did like about your content, is the fact that when I watched you, I look like I was like watching an actual real person, because you are true, and like, you show yourself like, this is me, and you know, I got flaws, I'm not perfect, you know, nobody is. But yeah, whenever watching other people and it's like, oh, this person, they seem so perfect and it doesn't seem genuine to me. And, you know, I'd rather watch the person that I feel is being genuine personally.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot too on social media. I am very, very... People probably don't realize this who consume my content, but you can ask my friends. Who I am in my content is pretty much exactly who I am outside of it. I just make my content as if I'm really making my content. I don't like really put on an act or anything and pretend to be like super excited or super happy or super sad or whatever. Whoever I am on that day in the content is probably exactly how I am outside of it too. The only difference is I don't swear in my content and I swear in real life. That's the only difference. Other than that, I'm exactly the same person. I talk like that all the time, because I don't want to put on an act. I don't want to put on a persona. I wanted to be successful because of who I am. I wanted people to like me because of who I really am as a person. Like, I didn't want to be like a CBeebies character, if you're British, or like, I don't know what the American equivalent would be, but like kids TV shows where you watch it and like they read storybooks and stuff and they're like super super excited all the time and really really happy. Like, and like, that's fine, that's their job to act like that, but I didn't want to be successful for a super super happy perfect character that I was putting on, that I had to then come home and take the mask off and go back to normal again, because I just think that that's ingenuine and exhausting. Like, pretending to be somebody else is exhausting, and my whole life revolves around my job, so I didn't want it to be like that. It's not like when you go to a studio and record those shows and then get to go home and be someone different. My job comes with me everywhere. I have to be available all the time. I have to be ready constantly, because at a drop of a hat I could be sat there recording a new update and have to be ready immediately. So I couldn't just turn it off and on like that. I couldn't possibly play that character. I would find it too hard.
No, you definitely need downtime from all that. Yeah, for sure. Where you can do that self-care that you need.
I think that I just kind of wanted an open space to just talk about how that was making me feel. Because if I talk about that on my streams, like I said, people tend to get annoyed and frustrated. Because they're like, I just want to watch Royal High, just stop talking about your feelings. Which is fine. If you want to watch that, that's fine. But sometimes I am not capable of providing that, because I am a human being, and sometimes my mental health isn't great, and that's just the way it is. But I'm doing my best. I'm trying to do better. I think having my podcast as a space to talk might help me to stop really feeling like I should talk about it in places where maybe it might not be the most appropriate, or people don't want to hear it. But it's just it's very difficult sometimes to know what to do for the best, because we are just people, and people make mistakes, and it's tough to know how to deal with that sometimes.
Yeah, it's good to have a place where you can get that all off your chest.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah. So, I kind of just wanted to talk about this like unrealistic expectation that people have, and just remind you guys sometimes that these people are real people and they have real feelings. They are just humans just like you, and we can't all be perfect all the time and be happy all the time. It just doesn't work like that.
Yep.
So yeah, there's your first episode back for this week with B, everyone.
Yay!
Just having a little chat. Is there anything you wanted to promote? Normally people promote stuff here, but you don't really make content, so...
No, I'm not really a content creator.
Well, you guys could watch my channel anyway, because Heather's in a lot of the role plays that we do, so you can see her acting in those. But thank you so much for listening. I do hope to have the podcast have episodes weekly now, and hopefully you guys will enjoy them. I am looking forward to... I'm going to try, I think, to release episodes on Saturdays, I think, or Friday nights. I haven't decided yet, but we'll see. But I hope you guys enjoy the podcast and enjoy listening. Make sure you subscribe to it or follow it, whatever platform you're using. I think it's following on Spotify and subscribing on Apple Podcasts. It is free. And then you'll see the newest episodes as they come out. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me, Heather. Appreciate it.
Hey, it was fun.
It was. And next week's episode, sorry, but more positive, because we have like a fun sort of comedic thing planned. And yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody. And thank you for listening to our mental health spiel.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.